This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Few can dispute the need for the National Flood Insurance Program, considering the devastation wrought by Harvey.
The imperative to get it reauthorized, I think the exclamation point has been provided by Harvey, but we didn't need Harvey to tell us how important flood insurance is.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says when Congress returns to work next week, Louisiana's delegation will be leading the effort to renew NFIP, which expires September 30th.
Senator Cassidy has a bill to reauthorize the National Flood Insurance Program, as does Senator Kennedy.
The National Flood Insurance Program is currently $25 billion in the red, with less than $8 billion available to pay the claims that will arise out of Harvey. Senator John Kennedy says prior to Harvey, he heard some say NFIP subsidizes Louisiana citizens at the expense of the rest of U.S. taxpayers.
There are some in Congress who think everybody in Louisiana lives on the water. Move.
Harvey's harm to Houston may be changing that tune.
We don't have a choice. We've got to get it renewed.
Senator Bill Cassidy says his bill, co-authored by Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, provides money for flood prevention.
In it, we have $400 million a year for so-called flood mitigation. The $400 million could all be used by communities to lower their risk of flooding.
In addition to the record rainfall, it's generally acknowledged Houston's flooding, like the August 2016 South Louisiana flood, was exacerbated by poor planning of urban and residential development.
Land that used to absorb water in the dirt now has concrete on it.
Something that could happen anywhere. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.